Okay, so Shlishi of Shmini is a turning point aliyah in the Torah, the death of Nadav and Avihu, but it has to be put into its proper context. The aliyah begins, Vateitze ish, Milifnei Adonai, Vatochal al Mizbeach es haolav es hachalavim, Vayarkol am Vayaronu, Vayiplu al Pneihem, Vayaronu, Rashi says, Kitargumo, Lashon Unklos is Vishabachu. The ish came down, and despite the fact that we know, ish tamid vikad al Mizbeach lo sechba, Mitzvah lahavi min ahedyot, right, that the Eish came down, it was a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence was there, Vayirachvod Hashem el kol ha'am, as Shani concludes, and then on a dime, everything changes. Vayikchu v'nei aron nadav avihu ish machtaso, Vayitnu vahen Eish, Vayasimu aleha ketores, Vayakrivu lifnei Hashem Eish zara shelo tzivosa. So whether one thinks, like Rabbi Lazar, that it's more halacha b'fnei rabo, whether you think like Rabbi Yishmael, that it's just suya yayin, whether you think like the Ramban, that it was the improper kavana, the Rabbeinu Bachaya explains, the Ramban is again very esoteric in this context, but there was a machshava zara, that they were makriv l'midah sadin, they weren't mechavin, the shem hamiyuchad, whether you think, as I tried to, that the tzad hasheva shebahen is a certain hubris, right, based on the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, I think it's Daphne and Beis, towards the bottom, the Gemara says that Nadav and Avihu were walking after Moshe and Aaron, and they said, Masaya Musu Shnei Zakenim Halalu V'ani Ve'ata Naniges Ador, right, they weren't prepared to wait their turn, they were more interested in their own, religious experience, whether that's the Pshad in Shesu Yayin, whether that's the Pshad in Mor Halacha Bifnei Rabbam, that they didn't know about boundaries, so they were nichnas lifnei Hashem in the inappropriate manner. That's what it seems to me. It's a kind of a poreitz gader, yishchenu nachash kind of a situation. People who don't respect boundaries in one way or the other. And the consequences are dire. Vateitzeish milifnei Hashem, vatochol osam vayamusu lifnei Hashem. And so, the reason that I think you have to put Nadav and Avihu in the context of the Aliyah as a whole is vateitzeish milifnei Hashem, Vatochal osam, those first five words, Vateitze eish milifnei Hashem, Vatochal, have already appeared in the Aliyah. Vateitze eish milifnei Hashem, Vatochal, al hamizbeach es haolav es halachavim, vayar kol ha'am vayaronu, v'shabachu vayiplu al pneihem, that the response was one of ua, niras hakavod, vayiplu al pneihem. And Nadav and Avihu, number one, did not have that proper response of Vayiplu al Pneihem, according to certain deos within Chazal. It was a continuation of a pathology that they had already been forgiven for once at Maimed Har Sinai, right? Vayachazu es ho'elo kim, vayochlu vayishtu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to be ma'arbev, the simcha of Matan Torah, but the second time around, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be ma'arbev, to an extent. Now, of course, Aaron Elazar and Itamar couldn't mourn, because that would really be Ma'arbev Simchas Yom Simchas Libo of Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, but apparently they didn't get the message of Vayiplu El Pneihem, of having a sense of awe and reverence and distance at this moment. That's number one. Number two, it tells us about just how delicate an area Kadshim is, right? Vateitzeish milifnei Hashem vatochal mizbeach can easily become Vateitzeish milifnei Hashem vatochal osam vayamusu lifnei Hashem. This is not a realm for ad-libbing, for people going off script. There's a place for nedarim, there's a place for nedavos, but those have to be vayaseh hakamishpat. Those have to be brought in a very particular way. And this takes us all the way back to the beginning of the Chumash. Hinei anochi holeich lamus v'lama zali b'chora, right? Kama misos tuliyin b'davar, right? Esav said that he wasn't willing to take on the downside risk of the avoda. It's a very precarious area. If people don't want to, bishri musli b'eilech. So I think that this is probably the best demonstration of it. Vateitzeish mitnei Hashem v'tochal amizbeach v'yar kolam v'yironu. Vayiplu apneihem, vateitzeish milifnei Hashem, vatochal osam, vayamusu lifnei Hashem. Right, the realm of the having vasuli mikdash shechanti besocham is enormous privilege, but it's enormous responsibility, and requires of us enormous focus. Mikdashi tirao, lo mina mikdash atayare elamisha shikein eshemosham. And so this idea of reverence is that it's a great privilege to have Hashem in our midst, but the same time, whatever it is in the Mikdash Ma'at, but at the same time, it requires much of us in terms of Yira, and apparently that was the Chisaron. However you want to say it, Masaya Musa Shneazakenim Alalo, Shisuya Yayin, Mara Lacham, Ifne Rabban, the wrong Kavana, whatever it was, and at the end of the day, right, there was a Chisaron in the realm of Yira, and in specifically in Kachim, that is not always, as we see, a forgivable offense.